The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
Good Friday morning on this 27th day of May, 2011. It is 9:05. I'm Amy Morris along with Tom Temin, and it is time for our monthly Federal Drive discussion. Our topic today is the mobile Fed. Rapid advances in mobile devices and applications are redefining what it means to be a federal manager on the go. Telework centers are fading away in favor of full mobility and the ability to work from anywhere with full access to agency data resources. And joining us this morning are Commerce CIO Simone Zickman and Robert Corcoran, the Group Manager for Architecture and Applied Technology at the FAA. Thank you, gentlemen, both for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
All right, let's get to our first question, because mobility is such a big topic these days in the federal government. So why don't we start with you, Simone Zickman, CIO of Commerce. Tell us what your overall mobile strategy is for enabling workers in the Commerce Department.
The Commerce Department is a very federated organization, so at this point we don't have a single strategy for the entire department. Several of our bureaus are currently engaged in pilot testing at various stages, and we're currently evaluating a spectrum of different strategies and different organizations to see how we can support mobility for our workforce.
And give us some examples of the flavors that you're looking at.
We're looking at, currently there's some experimentation going on, I would say probably in at least three or four of our large organizations, and we're looking at the ability to provide on-the-go availability to our mobile people, access to our networks remotely, and also better support for telework. We're currently looking at various devices as well, from the tablet type devices to expanding our handheld device from our BlackBerry platform to iPhones and Android devices as well.
So also, let's shift gears, but the same question for the FAA. Robert Corcoran is the Group Manager for Architecture and Applied Technology at the FAA. Similar, you're also experimenting, kind of kicking the tires, seeing what works?
Well, we currently have 38 pilots underway and approximately 300 devices that are involved in those pilots. And we are trying everything from seeing how well they work for an executive that has to go to meetings and be able to access their email and notes and materials. We've provided them to our folks that do international travel to have their briefing books with them all the time. Instead of having to carry 8 inches of binders, they can have all the data that they need as part of their briefing books for international travel. We have safety inspectors that are part of our pilot, and we've set up training materials for folks as part of our pilots. And we are looking at everything and kind of seeing what works as part of our approach to it. We're also looking at several different ways to provide enterprise management of the devices, and also looking at different ways that you can provide the security for the device as well. In a very much in a let's see what works sort of mode, with an objective of making decisions and having a process in place by the beginning of the new fiscal year that would allow us to go forward with the device and know how that implementation is going to take place.
Now, you guys aren't exactly old timers, but you're also not kids. So you remember, you've been around for the notebook PC era and the cell phone era when those came in and became ubiquitous. Did it occur to you, Simone, that we would get to this point with small devices?
I think probably there were I would say those people who are really thinking forward may have anticipated some of these trends. I think the rate at which there's been an explosion in these types of small devices, and more importantly, the end-user pull for mobility, I think, has probably been faster than many people would have anticipated, and I think that's largely driven by the consumer market. People are getting these devices at home, getting them for Mother's and Father's Day gifts or birthdays, and giving them to their kids, and now that's generating a lot of demand from the workforce for having these things to support official work as well.
And Rob, does it seem like sort of a suddenly upon us brave new world to you too?
I think there are a couple of critical factors that happened there. Certainly, we were looking at tablet computers quite a while ago, and I'm thinking almost more than a decade ago, maybe longer than that, we were looking at things that would allow, for example, safety inspectors to fill out accident reports and those types of things from tablet computers. There are a couple of things that happened. One is the current devices now have the ability to be kind of on instantaneously. So you can turn them off and have them back on, and you don't have a large, long boot-up time that's part of that. Certainly the connectivity has improved. The cable networks or the cellular networks needed to manage the data and connect back with your home location have improved substantially, and the speeds of those networks have improved substantially, and I think that's a critical factor in it. And I also think the availability of literally millions of applications or mini applications that can meet a specific objective and be purchased at very low cost as part of that that change as well. I think those kind of things kind of came together in a nice perfect storm to allow this to be the right time. And we're getting with more elegant form factors as well that people are intuitively kind of sense how to use them, and there's not a lot of overhead in terms of managing users and teaching them how to use the devices.
Right. It's easy and it's ubiquitous. Everybody's playing with these in their personal lives. So chances are they're going to try to migrate it to their professional lives, whether you guys sign off on it or not. Is that part of the motivation and the impetus to get this up and running? And I pose the question to either of you and both of you.
Simone?
I would say there certainly is that demand from the user community to have these types of things available. I agree there probably is a certain degree of that. People in some ways will be using these devices to some extent, whether we want it or not. And so it's in our interest, I think, as a community to find out how to make sure it's done well from a security perspective, from a managed services level. But really, it's also just an issue of beyond the desire to prevent people from doing things we don't want to do. It's how we can enable them to do things they do want to do. And so many of these capabilities around mobility really, whether it's true or perceived, let people do things they couldn't do before, let them do things that they in ways they weren't doing before. And it's all about providing better service to the end users.
Mr. Corcoran?
And I think the ubiquitous nature of the devices, I think that federal employees are very dedicated employees, and I think that they're constantly asking themselves, how can I do things better, and how could I be more productive? How would this fit in my agency? So I think when they're at home and they're using their device at home, I think they get aha moments that they bring back to us and say, if you would help me apply this to the work that I do, I know two or three ways that I could do things more efficiently. I could save money for the government. And those ideas come to us very rapidly. I mean, that's how in a very short time we got 38 pilot programs that were all credible, had, apparent cost savings for the government associated with it and really increased the efficiency. And people came to us with those ideas.
So you like it when people come to you with those ideas? I mean, you're not immediately going to go, pshaw, what do you know? You're going to take that and digest it.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's critical. I mean, if you want to be successful, you have to take the ideas from the people that are on the front lines and know what the needs are. It doesn't mean that they're all necessarily great ideas, but they certainly, with some work and some effort to kind of make them meet our needs for security and the other aspects of provisioning a device, people have good ideas.
I guess in many ways it's not unlike what happened early in the PC era, where a lot of people experimented with these oddball devices at home, discovered VisiCalc, for example, and said, hey, this could really work in work, and then sort of pushed the IT departments that were mainframes in those days to bring those devices in that people already had at home. Sound kind of familiar to you?
Yeah, I think it's a very similar story. The other aspect is that as I said earlier, I think there's somewhere near 300 or 3 million different applications or apps that are out there. I don't have the resources to go out and find which of those apps would be beneficial to my organization. But with people out and exploring and socializing around ideas of what apps work, finding out what apps work and how they benefit the organization and how they make work better kind of rises up through the socialization of people going out on their own and finding out what's out there.
And Mr. Zickman, finding the same thing?
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
A sort of customer pull here?
Yeah, there definitely is customer pull. And back to the question of whether we like people bringing ideas to us, I think everybody wants to provide better effectiveness and better capabilities to organizations. I think there's a bit of a cliche out there that CIO organizations or IT organizations are sometimes focused on obstacles and security and what you can't do. But I think the culture is actually in reality quite different. And I, of course, everybody has run into that now and then, but for the most part, I hear people having conversations around how can we make this possible? How can we allow these types of devices to be used? How can we do it effectively? And the real question is how we can rein all of that in and do it in a well-managed way rather than a chaotic type of way.
We're speaking with Simone Zickman. He's the Chief Information Officer at the Commerce Department, and Robert Corcoran, Group Manager for Architecture and Applied Technology at the FAA. This is a Federal News Radio discussion, the Mobile Fed, brought to you by General Dynamics IT. I'm Tom Temin, along with Amy Morris, and we will be right back.